Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. As you might have heard, it's 50 years this month since the first man was put into space. Russian Yuri Gagarin, who became such a national hero and pawn of Cold War propaganda, he was subsequently banned from ever going up again. To celebrate this flight, New Zealand's very own space pioneers, Kiwi Space, sent up a helium balloon to outer atmosphere, 15 k's high, around 50,000 feet. And unlike many such missions, it went without a hitch, producing some beautiful photos from the edge of space. Mark Mackay, the director of Kiwi Space, joins us now. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was a great achievement. It was and a lot of fun.
I've got to say, a balloon with a camera attached, it doesn't sound very high-tech. Was it that simple, and how much did it cost?
Oh, look, looking at the payload, no. It was, yeah, a little polystyrene chili bin-style thing stuffed with a bunch of cameras, and we had a cell phone in there and a radio tracking device, and that was about it.
And Lego, did I see Lego bricks?
Not this flight. There have been a number of balloons that have flown
one
Lego.
One of your diagrams had something to do with Lego bricks on it, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that's for some of the future campaigns we're looking at. So, I see.
So what is Kiwi Space? How do you describe it to people? Is it an educational organisation or...?
Yeah, well, we're a non-profit organisation, and basically we were formed to basically try to help get New Zealand into space in the broader sense. So, yeah, absolutely, we'd love to see New Zealanders actually going up into space, but there are so many other ways that New Zealanders can participate in, I guess, the global space economy. It's a huge economy. Our businesses should be performing in it, and I'd love to see our graduates and stuff working in business. I'd love to see space businesses starting up in New Zealand.
So it's not just for fun?
Oh, no. No, no, no. That's probably the one differential between kind of who's getting involved with Kiwi Space. We're not just, I guess, hobby enthusiasts. We're people that are actually wanting to do something. We're not an enthusiast club.
Do you think, given that, you know, people tend to think of New Zealanders as being a bit backwards, a bit, you know, sheep-loving sort of country nation, do you think our space technology consisting of a helium balloon might do us some harm? I mean, are helium balloons the future of space travel, do you think?
It's funny you say that, but there are actually concepts that would have a big airship lifted up to the high altitude, and you'd actually do your launches from there. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a starting point. That would be slightly bigger than our balloon, but, I think that's a good place to start.
This is very steampunk, isn't it?
Yeah, I quite like it. Yeah, well, no low emissions as well. You know, yeah. Isn't it?
No, well, I've been long looking forward to the resurgence of, you know, dirigibles and, you know, zeppelins, things like that flying around the world. I think it's very romantic, and I think if we can go up in space at the same time, two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
What happened to your balloon when it got far enough up? Interest?
Well, look, we were extremely lucky with this launch. It, ran, with the exception of we started launching late, it ran really smoothly. We had amateur APRS tracking systems on board, and we were following it kind of as it went through, tracking up its altitude and chasing around on the ground in our cars. And, it went perfectly. We managed to kind of spot it within about 500 metres of where we expected it to land. You kind of plot it down on the Google Maps. And we had a camera on board that was taking photos every minute. It got some fairly fantastic photos. I think
it was a cloudy day, though, wasn't it? Which kind of, if it hadn't been quite so cloudy, might have been even more fantastic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And hopefully future launches will try different approaches. Yeah, maybe a bit more in nighttime kind of launches and better cloud. And
is it as simple as getting a helium balloon of some description and letting it go?
In the general sense, yes, but there's a lot of subtleties. And the biggest challenge, I guess, for helium balloon launches in New Zealand is how thin our country is.
The prevailing winds blow across it too, doesn't help. Yeah.
So if you want to recover the balloon, there's a lot more science that's involved. And that took hours and hours of planning. Met service over here helped out with some things, but the forecasting is not needed for aircraft above a certain altitude. And of course, yeah, we went to 50,000 feet. We want to go to 100,000 feet. You can't download that sort of data as easily for the New Zealand kind of weather environment.
When does gravity end?
It doesn't.
Doesn't? It just diminishes. Okay, of course it gets smaller and smaller, right. Yeah. So there's no... What's the point at which a balloon would simply just keep on going and not return to Earth?
It'll never happen because it's the speed that's important at that point. You actually need escape velocity, and just like the suborbital flights.
Well, you need an atmosphere as well.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
For balloons.
Yes. Oh, that's okay. How balloons float.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that. you're very keen to get other people involved in the project as well. You seem to be very keen to collaborate.
Yeah. This first launch was, we basically did it to help celebrate and honour the 50th anniversary of human spaceflight. But for us, it was also an experiment to basically make sure we could do it, develop a weather model, see how get the payload working, actually return some pictures, and we were really happy with that. But in the long term, our hope is to use this as, I guess, a tool to help educate and inspire kids to actually give it a go. It's once you get, if you get some assistance and once you've done it the first time, it's certainly going to be a lot easier for subsequent launches, and it's relatively cheap. So, yeah, if you've got a passionate bunch of students at a school who want to launch a balloon, we can help them. Or as you alluded to earlier, yeah, on our website we are looking at kind of future options to attach science experiments, for example, provided by various schools to a balloon that we're launching. So we'll provide all the complicated stuff of tracking and other bits and pieces. But students can ultimately launch a high-altitude experiment or a microgravity experiment and return that data, and then, yeah, that can roll into classroom activity and be really, really engaging. Yeah.
So where's the money come from? I mean, you, I presume, have a little bit in the bank from having founded and sold Orcon, the ISP. Have you funded it yourself?
Or? I've contributed to it. I mean, we're a volunteer organisation. We're just basically in the process of registering as a charity at the moment. And, yeah, absolutely, I've put some funds in there. We had donations, we had sponsors. For future, yeah, we hope to kind of work through, see if we can get some sponsors and roll this together as an ongoing sustainable program.
What role does New Zealand have in the space race? I mean, presumably if the US can't afford it, we're not going to be stumping up for it anytime soon. Where can we sort of take part, do you think?
Yeah, well, there's, look, I think everyone would love to see New Zealand launching a rocket. And if the political will is there, there's no reason why they couldn't. But there's plenty of competition in the international launch market, and so there's probably smarter ways to do it. And New Zealand has a lot of unique advantages. You know, we're in the southern hemisphere. We're very close to the Antarctic. And so there's a lot of ways that we can contribute through things like, you know, satellite tracking, looking at near-Earth objects, space debris and other bits and pieces, so space situational and awareness. We've got a very strong astronomy community. And we have businesses in New Zealand that are already involved in space industry, I guess, in the form of like manufacturing components, providing consulting services, fuel development, etc. So plenty of ways we can contribute if we want to.
Yeah, so it seems like it's a case of us finding our place in that industry.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what is your end game in all this? Would you like to be one of the first people to get up into space? Would you like to, end your days up there, live on Mars, something like that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Funnily enough, I'm not in a burning rush to get up to space. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to get to space, and I want to do it. I want to do orbital flights. But my end game, I guess, is to try to I've got a new daughter. I'd love to have her have options to basically go up into space. I'd love kind of every New Zealander to kind of be on par with the rest of the international community with being able to go up to the space station, be able to go and explore Mars, etc. I believe it's going to be a collaborative environment in the future, but if you're not playing in it, then you've got kind of no say. And that's currently where New Zealand's at the moment, is that we don't attend the international conferences to a certain extent. We're not involved with any of the policy decisions. I attended a Space Agency conference in Australia last year. New Zealand hadn't visited for, I think, about 10 years. It's just we need to be active and create opportunities and work with the other partners to give New Zealanders opportunities to go up to space.
It's probably fair to say that space exploration is on Bill English's list of nice to haves, you'd imagine, wouldn't you?
No, absolutely. And the economic drivers will always be the priority. Should always be the priority at the moment. But there are plenty of ways you can inspire students into sort of science, technology, engineering, math subjects. Just give them that impetus to sort of take the step and do something a little bit more, create a bit of
volume. Well, I have to say I admire the fact that you're shooting for the moon, not only metaphorically but literally. Where can people go to find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, check out our website, kiwispace.org.nz. All the information's there. We've got Facebook and other bits and pieces, so you can sign up for quick updates on the key highlights that we're up to. So, yeah.
Oh, Mark Mackay, thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Mark Mackay, Director of Kiwispace. For more information, pop along to kiwispace.org.nz.